Blog Talk Radio.
Sitting on the streets. All right. So
you can imagine trying to drive through that. So they're telling everyone to stay home, stay inside, and yada, yada. So they're having snow days in the north. And they're expected to get another 10 inches. Okay, another 10 inches. So you're looking at snow, and it's cold. So it's not going anywhere. Okay? And so you're looking at another 10 inches. You're looking at snow up to your thighs, maybe, or above your knee at least. So, you know, you may lose a dog. You know, you throw your dog outside. You tell your dog to go outside and do their thing, and they run out. They run into a wall of snow, okay, if you got a little dog, right? So they're, you know, they're getting hammered up north with snow, okay? But down here in the ATL, we're at 40 degrees right now, okay? We're at 40 degrees. We're looking at a high of 59 today. I know to my northern listeners, and I'm not jumping on you guys, but, you know, I got people that's listening to this show in Jersey and New York, and we're looking at 60 degrees today, or close to it. And a low of 34 tonight, and then Thursday 63, Friday 59, Saturday 61, and then we're looking at Sunday 63 and rain. So, you know, all I can say is it's nice here. All right, it's a sunny day today, but it's still chilly. All right, at 40 degrees. I know my northern people are saying, Frank, You know, you're talking crazy, man. But that's the deal, you know. And but we look at it as you need to be. I got distracted right there. But you look at it as you need to move to the south. That's all I have to say about that. Okay, now. Today's word of the day. Again, you're listening to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. All of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you, okay? Now, today's word of the day is retronym. Retronym, R-E-T-R-O-N-Y-M. Retronym is a noun, and it means a term that is newly created and adopting which the original or older version, form, or example of something from other more recent versions, forms, or examples. So a retronym actually is a word that's created that also means the same thing as a word that's already in the dictionary. That's a retronym. Okay, let's move on. All right. So I have a great show for you. Today's show is entitled "Is Eating Ice Bad for Your Health?" Is eating ice bad for your health? Now, I had a friend of mine who said that, you know, eating ice. Well, we saw someone that had big cups, huge cups I mean these 32-ounce cups, like four of them, full of ice. And, like, she brings them to work every day, full of crushed ice. She has some type of craving, I guess, for crushed ice. And another coworker told her that, hey, you better stop eating all that ice because, you know, next thing you know, you're gonna have some health challenges and may end up in the hospital. Okay? And then she turned to me and said, Frank, tell her that ice bad for you. I'm like, ice? Ice not bad for you. I eat ice. Okay? I mean, I don't eat ice like all the time. I don't have to go to the store and say, excuse me, I don't have to run to the store and get ice because I need some ice to eat on the way to work, or I need ice while I'm at work to eat, or I need ice as soon as I get off work. I don't eat ice like that. I mean, I eat ice when, you know, if I'm having me a cocktail, okay? I like to have tails sometimes. So as I drink my cocktail, I can suck in that crushed ice and chew on it. Y'all with me? That's what I do sometimes. But I don't have a craving for ice. Okay? I remember when my wife was pregnant, she used to eat ice. And I mean, she didn't eat it like constantly like that. But, you know, seems like at night she'd say, can you bring me some ice? Like, some ice? Yeah, I want some ice. So I get it for her. I mean, I didn't know, right? I didn't know. But as I researched this thing, you know, there's a few different things that there's one that says ice addiction leads to hospitalization, and obviously it can cause an iron deficiency, something called pica, pica is most common in people with other developmental disorders, it can also occur frequently in young children and in some cases adults. The most common symptom of pica is a craving for non-food items such as paint, dirt, clay, chalk, laundry soap, sand, and ice. Pica is considered a serious health concern, and it can also lead to lead poisoning and low iron levels. In some cases, however, iron deficiency, also known as anemia, may cause a craving for ice. So ice does not cause low iron. It's because you have low iron that you crave ice. Okay? Low iron levels make you crave ice. Okay? And so if you're not suffering from iron deficiency, anemia, or pica, eating ice because you enjoy the coolness and the crunchy texture is not a cause for alarm. They say it can help you rehydrate. That's what I was thinking about ice. You know, if you don't eat ice like that, but like you say, when you want some ice or whatever, or you're in the summertime and you want to eat some ice to cool down, that's fine. But it says if you're mildly dehydrated, as sucking on ice cubes can help lower your body temperature as well as provide needed moisture to help to your lips and mouth before consuming larger quantities of fluids. So that's not bad, okay? And so drinking water and sucking on ice can help relieve the symptoms of mild dehydration. Okay? But if you know, of course, if you have serious dehydration, you need to seek emergency medical help. Low iron levels. It says researchers found that the symptoms of pica, including a craving for ice, were greatly reduced or stopped when iron levels were raised to healthier levels. Eating ice will not reduce the symptoms of iron deficiency anemia, in which your body does not have enough red blood cells. But including a diet rich in iron will help. Okay? So, you know, what's this saying? Okay, what's this saying to us? What it's saying is that if you know someone like the young lady that works with us, so now we got to let her know she has a low iron, she has an iron deficiency in her body, okay? We need to let her know that. And because she has a low iron deficiency, that's why she craves ice, okay? That's her craving for ice. So she needs to get some help, and she needs to change her diet to include more iron so that she can wean herself off of the ice. So that's what we need to tell her. I have a caller up on the show from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 353. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Hey, Frank, this is Case, man. Calling from Jonesboro, Georgia this morning. How's it going, man?
Case, what's up, bud?
Nah, man, hanging in there. I just wanted to touch on that ice issue. What's the difference in eating ice and drinking water? And I ain't never known water to hurt you. So I just wanted to touch on that point right there. I'll let you answer that question, and I'll get back with you a little bit later.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it, Kay. Hey, you have a good ballpark.
We can talk about that off the air.
All right, man. I'll get with you.
Yeah. All right.
So he had the question of what's the difference in drinking water and eating ice? Well, you know, ice is water, right? But you can drink water, you can eat ice, but there's a craving for ice. You know, most people don't have to eat ice all the time, all right? You're not, if you don't have a craving for ice, if you don't have to eat ice all the time, then that's the difference. A craving for ice means that you have a low iron deficiency in your body. That's what makes you crave the ice, okay? Because you have a low iron deficiency in your body. It's, you know, it's not that, hey, I need some ice. You need some ice because your body has a low iron deficiency, so it's craving that. Okay? And it's like a drug addict. Okay, a drug addict. If y'all ever saw the movie Ray with Jamie Foxx, Ray Charles was addicted to heroin, and heroin is one of the hardest drugs to come off of. Okay, it's one of the hardest drugs to come off of because your body starts to crave that drug. Crave the heroin, so you have to get it in there in order to to satisfy that craving, okay, to bring yourself down. If not, y'all, if y'all saw the movie, when you're trying to wean yourself off heroin, you know, you go crazy. You rubbing your arms where you've been sticking that needle in there. You're rubbing your arm because your body is craving that. Your body is really amazing. And that's, you know, a lot of people that are doctors, the reason they got into that field is because they just have a thing about the body. They want to know how it works. Mechanics have a thing about car engines or cars. They just want to know, how does the car work? What makes this work with that to make it run? So that's what a doctor does. He thinks about how does the body function? What makes it run? What keeps it healthy? Okay. And again, if you have an iron deficiency, if you know someone who loves ice or craves ice, they have a low iron deficiency already. That's what got to crave ice. And so it's nothing about water, okay? It's nothing about water or ice. It's about your body being low on iron, and it needs that ice, okay? It craves that ice. And so, you know, I don't know if the, you know, I'm just thinking here. And yeah, I don't know if you're thinking the same thing I am. Okay, if my body is craving ice and I have a low iron deficiency and that's what's making it crave ice, does ice have some form of iron in it? I don't think so. But does it have some form of iron in it that can help the body? I don't think so. Just like heroin, the body craves it. Once you start using it, you get addicted to it, and it starts to crave that heroin. So once your body starts to crave that ice, you gotta have it. And the only way that you can get better from that is to start to put iron into your body. So that person at work needs to go on some type of iron diet because their body is low on iron. And that's something that I didn't know. So I learned something today. Hope you did. We still have 6 minutes in the show. So if you know someone that loves to eat ice all the time, please, guys, go to them and say, hey, you need to consult the doctor, or you need to, go online and look this up, and you need an iron diet. You need to start pumping iron into your body. So you need to eat. You need to start eating foods that will give your body that iron that it needs, because it's very, very efficient on iron. And, they need to do it quickly, because if not, then, they may end up hospitalized. I have another caller up on the show from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 333. Calling you live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Marshall, man. Calling from Lynette, Alabama.
Hey, what's going on, Marshall? Go ahead, bud.
Hey, man, doing your research on the ice. Did you see anything about it? They can mess your teeth up?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that as well. Yeah, that's another thing. It will mess your teeth up, and it will cause that. That's very expensive right there. That's a very expensive habit too. It will mess your teeth up. That's right.
You know, a lady that used to eat ice. You tell me that she used to, and her grill. She got quite a few teeth missing. But now she eat a whole lot of candy. So I'm trying to figure out did the candy do it, or did the ice? You know, the ice do it. But I know another lady right now eating a whole lot of ice, and she got quite a few teeth missing too. So I'm trying to figure out if that ice was doing it, or is it her teeth just coming out?
Yeah, it's. Hey, I don't know. I guess her dentist may know if she's going to the dentist, but it's, you know, when you.
So the lady you said it. The lady you say you work with, do you ever talk to her?
No, I don't. But I mean, I know her, but I don't talk to her. But I will.
Yeah, talk to her, man, and try to see what a grill look like when you're talking to her. So you say you gonna have to tell her about the iron problem. So why you tell her about the iron problem? Try to glance at them, man, see what they look like though, because that could be a problem too, man.
Yeah, that's for sure. I you know, when as I think about it right now, I don't remember her. It seemed like she didn't have she. Well, she might. I mean, when you think about it, she might have a teeth problem. Because she might have some false teeth in her mouth, and that may come from her addiction to ice.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll check that out, Marcia. I'll be sure.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, let me know what you come up with.
Okay. All right, man. Hey, I appreciate the call, man. And hey, guys, we got about 1 minute left in the show or so. And again, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. This was very, very helpful to everyone. My phone is dinging off the hook right now. I guess people leaving me messages about this show and all. But this was very helpful to everyone, I believe. And if you guys know anyone that has a problem with eating ice, you tell them to straighten up. Hey, guys, I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on the Frank Reed Show. See ya.
That Marcia Gray.
Yeah.
He worked with the Frank.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. His name not Marcia, it's Tim. I kinda thought it was him. I see a number up on the show sometimes, so I kinda thought it was him, and when he said who he was and this and that, I caught his voice.
Yeah, he's trying to be anonymous.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. What been going on, man?
I was gonna I was gonna send out a group text to some of the guys and see who was having something for the Super Bowl, if anybody was. I ain't know. You hadn't heard from anybody?
Nah, I ain't heard from nobody, man. I ain't really heard nothing from nobody. I know we getting a little something together for my dad. He having he'd be 85, I think. 85 on Saturday, and we having a little something Saturday. So I ain't trying to put nothing together for the Super Bowl. You know, they kind of snuck up in there on me and shit, man.
right.
Yeah, but yeah, so. But I ain't heard nothing from nobody.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I know, you know, I hadn't really heard from nobody. I wasn't really planning on doing nothing. I was just going to really, I probably cook me some wings and some fries and stuff like that and have some stuff here at the house, you know, for us, but I hadn't really. I think my sister coming over, and but I hadn't, you know, I hadn't planned on doing that. But I ain't know if somebody wanted to do something. I'd definitely come through if somebody was having something. But I ain't heard from nobody, man. I don't hear from EJ no more. I ain't heard from Joe in a while.
So no.
Yeah. I guess, you know, everybody working, I know, but I work these rotate shifts and all, so people probably don't know when I'm working, but, shoot, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I know it, man. It's a trip, man. It seems like it, man. I know we say it every time we talk, but it seems like it'd be less time in a day now, I mean.
Man, don't have time to do nothing, man. It seems like you get home, and once you get home from work and get you some rest, get up, shit, a couple of hours, it'd be time to go back to work.
Yep, be time to go right back in now, shit. You know, I ain't heard from EJ or nobody either. I talked to Joe. Chucky's little girl had him a little surprise party up there at her house up there.
Y'all went up through there.
Yeah, we slid up through there, man. Old Bars and Boss and Chucky and a couple more people. I ain't really know none of them. Blue came through there with Joe and we went up there for a minute, but shoot, that's the last time I think I even talked to Joe. And that was like the weekend, you know, that weekend Cripple was on a Thursday. It was that Saturday,
yeah.
I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But yeah, I ain't really talked to Joseph. And then, like I said, EJ, I ain't talked to EJ in a minute either. It's been a minute since I talked to EJ.
Right.
Matter of fact, EJ called me because I had told him about the little tailgate we did over here. And he couldn't. They had a family meeting that Saturday. They had forgot about, so he said he couldn't. He was gonna try to make it through after, but he didn't. But he called me, probably about, you know, right after everybody had left and stuff. I told him it was all right and stuff. But I ain't talked to him since then. And shoot, that was like right when the second half of the football season started. So shoot, that been what, two,
right,
3 months now, at least.
Yeah.
And time be flying, man. Time be going by so fast. It seemed like it was just a couple of weeks ago that I talked to him until I just thought about it. I was like, no, that had to be about 3 months. Because you're talking about 8 football games. What is that? That's, about 4 weeks. That's at least 2 months. Yep.
Man.
Shoot. And the playoff season went by after that.
So it's been about 3 months.
Yep, been about 3 months, man.
Man.
I want to tell you too. Little Johnny, I had talked to little Johnny. I'll be talking to him every now and then, and I've been meaning to tell you. He wanted me to tell you to put him on your you know, on your little on your list when you send out for the show and stuff.
Yeah.
I gotta give you a number though.
All right.
You want me to send it to you in a text or you want me yeah, I got it right now if you want it.
Yeah, go ahead and give it to him. I can hook him up.
Let's see.
How old Johnny doing?
He doing all right. He doing good. His number is 404-372-7506. So I know we ain't really talked that much since that damn since that tailgate thing.
Yeah.
I know where I was
juicing. 372-7506.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I know we ain't really talked that much since that tailgate either, man. But shit, we had a good time, man, out there, man.
Oh yeah.
Say to everybody coming through, man. We had a nice little time, man.
Yeah, I had a good time, man. That'd be right up my alley right there.
Yeah, you know, get away from the rat race and cut loose just a little bit. Not like we used to, but just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I'm
get that seat.
I'm thinking about buying me another boat, Snack.
So no.
Yeah, I'm thinking about buying me another boat. I done found a few of them that I like that look okay, and I might go take a look at them. But shit, I'm thinking about getting me another boat if I can find one with the price right.
Right. Yeah, 'cause shit, man. How many times you get out of this year, man?
Yeah, how many times you got out of?
I think me and the man across the street, I think we went out there one time this year. The whole summer. I'm talking about, from in between March all the way up until, it get cold. I think we went out there one time, man.
Well, I probably got out there maybe three or four times more than you did, so I probably went five times.
Yeah. And then you hooked up down there at Tommy House and just went after work or something like that, huh?
Yeah, one time I did, but we didn't go out on the boat. Me and my boy at work, we just went over there and fished off the dock.
Uh-huh. Over at Tommy Dock. I think you were telling me about that.
Yeah, we just went over there and fished off the dock. Yeah, old Chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He still got his boat.
Yeah, he still got his boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He talking about, fishing a little more this year. But he's good folk, but he just kind of get on my nerve, man. He's so slow, man. He be damn moving in slow motion and shit all the time. He be so damn slow, man. I be like, come on, man. He a little scared of his boat.
Yeah.
And, I be trying, get him to, man, go on damn, drop that water, that boat in the water, man. Back that shit up. Hold up, man.
Yeah.
Back the truck up some more. Shit, man, the boat in the water. Get that shit in the gas, back that bitch on out the trailer, man.
Yeah. Yeah, 'cause I remember that down the last time we went out there. He would tell him, wanted to go right there and pull it. And I forgot what he wanted me to go around. I wouldn't do pull the boat out the water or some shit. He was talking about that morning, that night when we did that camping thing. And then when he get around there, shit, he was just standing there wanting me to do everything. I'm like, shit, I just came right here with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he want me to do everything. I said, damn. Yeah, he all right, like you say, but yeah, he damn. He will get on your nerve. He will get on my nerve that day. I was like, damn. It's your boat.
Yeah.
You can't come out ride around here with me and then want me to do everything that need to be done.
We got to the lake one night, man, and you know, me and Laura had been waiting on him and waiting on him. He kept saying, "Man, I just got off the highway. I'm down here. I just got off at 109, and we were waiting right there where you turn at that Church of Chicken right there. We were waiting on him. He told her he had just got off the highway down there at 109. We waited about. It was about 30 minutes later, I called him. I said, Thomas, damn, what wrong, man? You ain't made it to the damn Church of Chicken yet. Man, I'm right here, man. I had to get me some gas and all this old shit. I said, man, you told me you had got off at 109. It don't take you that fucking long to get you some gas and get to this Church of Chicken, man. I said, man, where you at? I'll be on there, man, in a few minutes. Give me a few more minutes. We done bought chicken. We sitting in the car waiting and shit. It was another 30-minute snack before he got there.
So I had
already got the bait and shit, and I checked the bait. Had them bitches done died. And I had to end up taking the bait out the trunk. Opening the hood of the car and hooking it up to the battery of the car so the damn aerator run. Cause I thought he was gonna be there an hour ago.
Yeah, and so the fish been.
Yeah, and then we get to the damn boat ramp and getting ready to back the boat down in the water. He said, "Hold on, let me put the damn plug in the boat." And then the plug ain't in the boat. He said, "No, I take it out every time to drain the water out." So he looking for the plug. That shit took another 30 minutes. He couldn't find the plug. He had to fucking go to Walmart. We had to go all the way back in town to Walmart, look for a damn one of them copper plugs to screw in that damn. Screwing the damn boat to plug the boat. Then go back to the boat ramp and put in the water. Man, we were like 4 hours later than what we usually get in the water, man.
That's crazy as hell.
That was like the last straw. Lars, I ain't coming back fishing with his ass no more.
that was the final straw right there.
Yeah, that was it, man. That was it, man.
Yeah. So now he knew what time y'all supposed to be meeting up and shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you running behind, hours. Just say that. Yeah,
just say you running behind, man.
Yeah. You know, don't be telling me talking about you getting off the expressway right now. He probably was there just getting on the expressway. That sound like.
He probably just getting on the expressway,
That's crazy. Yeah, see, you'll be wanting to deal with folks like that, man. You know,
man.
First of all, you know we're supposed to be here at 5 o'clock.